Hey, Chip Chat listeners, we've got some exciting news for you. Based on demand, we are announcing a new segment on Chip Chat and Conversations in the Cloud we're calling the Chip Chat Challenge. Throughout the year, we'll be creating contests for you, our listeners. These will be challenges that draw upon your knowledge and creativity. And here's your first challenge. Cloud computing is a prevalent buzzword in the industry, but there is still ambiguity in the definition of cloud computing, and I hear this every day. So we want you, our listeners, to give your definition of cloud computing, propose a succinct way to define this architectural shift in data centers, and if we pick your entry as a winner, you will win a cool prize. To submit your definitions, go to intel.com/server. There, you will see instructions on how to submit your entry. So get busy. Thanks for playing the Chip Chat Challenge.
You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. This is Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by Mike McNamara. Welcome to the program, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
You work at NetApp, and why don't you tell us what you do at the company?
Sure. Well, at NetApp, I'm a senior manager of product marketing, and the focus is on Ethernet-based storage and SAN-based systems.
So NetApp obviously has been a large player in storage for a number of years, a great partner of Intel's. Why don't you tell us what you're thinking about the cloud computing space and how storage plays a fundamental role in cloud?
Sure. Well, what we see happening is a move to a shared IT infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at that as being one that needs to be flexible and efficient. And so our goal at NetApp, where we're going in the market, is we want to be that platform of choice for that shared IT infrastructure to support those cloud computing environments.
What are the specific challenges as we move from that dedicated resource to the shared model?
We believe there are 8 key criteria to have really a true shared infrastructure. And just to really summarize real quick, vendors need to provide scale up and scale out. So they need to provide scaling both in performance as well as capacity, as well as operationally, provide efficiency. And when we talk efficiency from a storage point of view, we're implying things like being able to get rid of redundant data blocks, be able to thinly provision, be able to do virtual clones. That'd be a second. A third is being able to provide intelligent caching. Next is a unified architecture. And when we mean unified architecture, we just don't mean one in which supports multiple protocols, but one in which has a unified management, plus supports multiple protocols, plus has common software from entry to high-end systems. And then we look at having data protection that's integrated within the system, so having seamless protection for backups and disaster recovery, having nonstop operations. And the 7th criteria would be this idea of secure multi-tenancy, which is extremely important in a cloud environment, because in a cloud environment, whether it's internal or external, you've got multiple either departments or companies sharing those storage resources as well as the network and server. So being able to provide a very secure multi-tenant environment that provides isolation.
Mm-hmm.
So one department's not seeing the others, or one company's not seeing the other company's data. And then the last is having automation around a service and around analytics. So those are key criteria that any company needs to think about when making a decision on who to go with and on implementing a cloud-based infrastructure.
What are the key technical challenges to getting there?
For us, we look at to be successful in the cloud, you have to have a good ecosystem of partners. If you look at the Cloud Builders Guide that we did with Intel, Cisco was a big piece of it. They were the switch infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And, NetApp storage and Intel at the host. And then you could add VMware to that as well. The point is ensuring that we're all, as vendors and ecosystem, working together to provide, if you will, a seamless solution to that end customer.
You talked about the Cloud Builders reference architecture. Can you tell us a little bit about the technical challenge that the team was trying to solve?
So what we were trying to tackle there is one of the trends that's happening now is with the emergence of fiber channel running over Ethernet and the emergence of data center bridging and other standards. You have other storage protocols like iSCSI and NAS, and how do these work together? When do you use one over the other? Is there a performance benefit? can it save me money and all this? So what we did together was one of the strengths, a key strength of NetApp is the fact that we've always had a very strong unified storage architecture. Where the Intel piece comes into play is bringing that unified networking piece. So what the Cloud Builder's Guide showed was that whether it's using Fibre Channel over Ethernet or iSCSI, we found that both provide very good performance. Mm-hmm. And when we ran both together on one 10-gig wire, so there's a lot of talk in the industry of network convergence, in which you're running both LAN traffic and SAN traffic over a single 10-gigabit Ethernet wire. And the Cloud Builder's Guide tested that out and showed that not only is that available and shipping today, but also there was no performance degradation from running both. In this particular test we did, we had SIFS, which is a file-based protocol, and FCOE, a block-based protocol, running on the same wire. So we showed that the performance is good, there was no degradation, and when you couple the Intel approach with your Ethernet server adapters based on software-based FCOE or open FCOE, and then you combine that with unified architecture of NetApp, it's really a very strong combination and cost-effective combination for the customer.
I know that you've got a site coming up on the Intel Cloud Builders webpage, but where can your customers go to find out more about your latest product offerings?
Sure. So you can go on netapp.com and then just type in cloud computing.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for being on the program, Mike. I really appreciate the time.
Oh, thank you.